Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. Today in the studio, I have my friend Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
That is great. Did you do anything fun this weekend?
No, not a whole lot. I just said to Andrew, I listened to his little speech about the opening ceremony, and I was doing other things on Friday and didn't watch it, forgot to turn it on. So I have seen comments about it and since. So I've just said that I kind of agree with him.
Yeah.
Take it a little further and say, if I turn that on, I want to be entertained.
Right.
Just entertained. I don't need any messages.
Right.
That's for other times. Just entertainment.
It's Paris is so full of art. You know, sometimes you can bend the lines to a level that maybe you don't need to sometimes.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we have the crowd reaction of, then you have assortment of misinformation out there too, which is insane. But
it just seems like any longer, whenever there's a big event, an entertainment event, they just always feel like there has to be a message. They have to give us a message. I kind of get it to a certain point. But have we passed the tipping point here?
Do we over-message ourselves?
Oh, yeah.
I hear ya. But, you know, the magic of TV, I was able to actually watch the opening ceremony later on that night. They re-aired it. And then, of course, I think it's on Peacock as well, which was interesting. I liked the end when they were lighting the cauldron or the balloon, so to speak. That was pretty neat. But other than that, you know,
I intend to watch it. I just think it was a great opportunity to showcase. I don't know if Paris needs any more showcasing, but
right.
French culture and the Olympics and. I'll reserve judgment until I actually watch the whole thing.
You're just focusing on the breakdancing that's become the new. I mean, it's not actually officially a new portion of the Olympics. They're trialing it this year with, a couple other things,
yeah.
And it's called breaking.
Yeah,
I might break something if I try to breakdance.
Are we trying too hard to be hip? And
I mean, maybe we got Snoop on the Olympics, so you know, I think they are. There's a little bit of a reach. I am amused by Snoop, I will say. He's pretty genuine, and I mean, he is who he is. I think the Olympics is trying to go a little bit out there, trying to be hip and cool and just play the sports. I want to see those.
Yeah. Well, if we're going to have breaking, why don't we have tiddlywinks?
Well, there you go.
Marbles.
Backgammon on one foot.
Yeah. I mean... Aren't we kind of searching for, I don't know.
We're trying to engage a younger group of people, but we're trying too hard. Or are we trying to engage my age that I think breakdancing, actually breakdancing surprisingly was started in the 70s, and I thought it was like 80s, 90s, but you know, I got fact checked on that.
But wasn't that a time when people were breakdancing in the street? You would walk down... I seem to remember I think it was on Palafox Street, maybe it was another town where they'd put a board down and they'd break dance.
Sometimes just cardboard.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen anymore.
No.
It's kind of passé.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'll stick to watching gymnastics or swimming.
Yeah.
I won't attempt either of those.
Yeah, I may watch a little tennis. A little golf.
Golf, all right.
Yeah, I guess golf is a legitimate sport.
Table tennis always makes me laugh in badminton.
You know, table tennis, yeah.
I mean, it does take talent, let's be honest.
Oh, it does. I played lots of table tennis as a young man. You know, back in the day in England, there wasn't a whole lot to do. There were youth clubs and things, and they always had a table tennis table. And if I had to say so myself, I got reasonably good. And I do say so myself.
I mean, I'm the kind of person that will say you're cheating, even if you're not, if I'm playing against a family member, especially because I just have that I don't want to lose thing. But I'm just not any good at it. I'm good at the other. I'm good at faking it and getting mad and distracting people, maybe.
Hmm.
Maybe that's not the sport for me. Maybe I should just do
I think you need
walking,
another sport.
Walking.
Maybe breaking is your sport.
Breaking. Yeah.
But yes, I intend to watch the athletics when it gets started. I think the mile or 1500 meters, whatever they call it these days.
Yeah.
Is always interesting. I mean, I remember as a kid, Roger Bannister breaking the 4 minute mile. That was not at the Olympics, but we always look forward to the track and field.
I actually enjoy that too. I enjoy it because it's not like a horse race, but it kind of is. But it's exciting to see just the athletes and how hard they're running and the look in their face and the determination, how they're able to get in that zone and just go. Like, people can run that fast.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. It really is.
Yeah. They're wonderful athletes. And it is there, I guess, once every 4 years, it's the time to win a gold medal and immortality, if you like.
True.
And it is it is exciting. I guess when we talk about messages, I guess over the years, athletes have used it from time to time as a stage for a message. But that happens less often now, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just have sport.
Right.
Let's forget the messages for
a while.
Let's
just get down to it.
Yeah.
Ultimate domination. I'm just kidding.
I watched the soccer, the women's soccer team. Got a great women's soccer team.
Their rugby the coach team's is crazy, too.
And Brits know soccer.
Of course it's a great soccer team then.
And so that's exciting.
That is very exciting. Mm. I did do other things other than watching TV and watching the Olympics this weekend. I went to a fundraiser for the Children's Home Society, The Greatest Show.
Mm.
And there was a lot of athleticism in there too, lifting and dancing. And Sasha Farber from, the show was there, Dancing with the Stars. May have made my face a little red because they auctioned off a naughty T-shirt of him, which I was, you're older when things make you feel uncomfortable. But we won't go there, but we're going to take a little bit of a break. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on at Ballinger Publishing when we come back.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10 and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
When America needed a hero, we turned to conservative Aaron Dimmock. A decorated combat pilot, Dimmock led missions against cartels in the Gulf. He'll take that fight to Biden's open border chaos. He's pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. Because Aaron Dimmock's a conservative fighter we can be proud of. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9. At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10. Swan Capital at 1. Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Today in the studio is my friend Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing.
And do I have something for you?
Ooh.
I have the brand new Chamber of Commerce, Pensacola, Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
I'm dancing. My hands are going there. I'm excited.
If only we were on TV.
I know. That it would be scary.
Yes, it would. We just published it this last week.
That's awesome.
And it's, well, what else could you put on the cover but the Blue Angels?
Right?
Yes.
Exactly. It's gorgeous. That's a beautiful picture, too.
The Blue Angels is always a slam dunk to be picked up. You know, on the occasions that we've featured the Blue Angels in other publications on the front cover, they disappear from the shelves in record time. People love the Blue Angels. And of course, I heard you talk this morning with the NAS Pensacola folks, the CEO, about the homecoming show.
Yeah, sounds exciting.
Yes.
Got some twists and turns and some new things coming up, which I don't want to have to wait to find out about, but I'm going to have to.
Anyway, the directory has all of the members of the Greater Pensacola Chamber. So if you are a member, you'll get a copy in the mail. And, of course, I don't think I have to remind all members to do business with other members wherever you can. It's one of the great strengths of the Chamber is that you can do business with people that you know and can trust and know that they have the ethics in business. Which leads me to page 29. One of my favorite events of the year, and as you know, I go to many. One of my favorites is the PACE Awards.
Ooh.
And we have, of course, as we always do in each year's edition, we have featured the winners of the PACE Awards this year. And as always, there's some really worthy winners.
Awesome.
Page 29.
Just licking my finger over here, Malcolm.
And it was a great occasion this year. And the award is, I suppose, especially close to my heart.
Annual. That's awesome.
Is the Spirit of Pensacola. I'm going to do a little bragging here. I won that award a few years ago. So it's my special.
Do it.
So can I do that?
Absolutely.
Okay. It was my 50 minutes of fame.
50? Okay.
No, 15. 15 minutes of fame. Didn't the man say that everybody has their 15 minutes? Well, that was mine.
How many 15 minutes? Oh, geez. That is awesome. Tell us a little bit about the recipient.
Well, as a matter of fact, I happen to know all of the recipients, and they were just great. Choices. I was this year part of the selection committee.
Oh, that's fun!
As a past winner, and I think one of the things that makes it a great award is that the past winners choose the recipients for this year.
That is great.
And past winners are people that are well-connected or heavily connected in the community, know a lot of people. And so when the nominations come in, they're able to really go through them and pick the most deserving. Although, frankly, they're all deserving. It's just a case of the most deserving. We have some wonderful community leaders in Pensacola. We've talked about it often. It's one of the things that makes our community such a great community.
This is great. I love it. You can see who the who won, and then you can read a little bit about them, which is super great. That's so great. Do we want to spoil any of them in specifically? Like maybe.
Well, I don't want to mention anyone in particular.
Okay, we won't. I just thought, Spirit of Pensacola is your favorite one.
Don't want to leave out other people.
I think that's wonderful.
But they're all great. The Spirit of Pensacola was Margie Moore, who I know well through. She's with Merrill Lynch, which is a wonderful organization, and I see her often in meetings from time to time. Also, Krista Brandt from I shouldn't really mention these because
Like how there's at least I won't spoil anything, but I do like how there's a description. The Spirit of Pensacola Pace Award goes to an individual who truly represents our community and who has given a lifetime of service to the greater Pensacola area. I like that. I like there's an award, but there's an explanation so people can fully understand which each one, you know, stands for. That is so great. Leader in education, awarded to an individual with a stellar record of educational service, which is super important because we are fostering our next adult humans. Or trying really hard to do that.
Yes. I should also mention, we're getting around to mention all of them now, I guess, but Michelle Saltzman, who I've always been very impressed with. She's a lady that cares so much about the community. Whenever you go to something, Michelle is there buzzing around. Just
awesome.
always working.
That is great. I love it. You know, it's some of the events you go to, you start to see some of like the staples, the familiar faces that are there, and I love it. There's one gentleman that I see often at some of the events. He's always taking pictures, and he actually brings hard copies of those pictures, which is not a thing for a lot of people anymore. And it's so wonderful. He'll take pictures, and he'll bring them by generally cat country because, you know. But but it's wonderful. It's great.
So anyway, the chamber directory, it is also available, by the way, not only at the Chamber of Commerce, of course. You can pick up a copy, but through Ballinger Publishing, and we are presently placing it in many of our distribution boxes, particularly, I think I've said before, always at Joe Paddy's, or we have a big display there and lots of copies usually. As on my way home, I often fill up the racks, so there's usually a copy of our magazines. And, of course, Richie's East. When you pick up a bottle of wine to take home or a beer to take to the beach. There's a big display there where you can find out.
You'll have something to read on the beach as well.
Yes, exactly.
Well, this is exciting. We are going to tackle this a little bit more in depth here in a few seconds, but we're going to take a break. If you want to be part of the conversation and ask Malcolm any wonderful questions about this new chamber magazine that's coming up, go ahead at 850-437-1620.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is Jess, and I'm here with Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. I mean, we could change the name to Malcolm, you know, Publishing if we want to, maybe, right? No.
No. Yes, in a word, no. I also brought you a copy of Coming of Age, which is the publication for the Council on Aging.
And what a great smile on the cover.
Yes. Now, I'm going to pass over Michael Feinstein, who's a cover story, for a minute, because I think there's a couple of articles there that I think are pretty fascinating. First of all, there's a list of the best mature memoirs of 2024. That would be the mature people, not mature memoirs.
I might be smirking over here, thinking the same thing.
Yes. But there's one in particular, Shirley MacLaine. I think, you know, when you're sitting on the beach with your glass of wine or sitting at home, you know, you watch the Olympics until your eyes go goofy and you want to relax and read. I think that would make a wonderful book to read. I'm sure it's pretty factual and forthright. And also Al Pacino. I think that would be interesting. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I may or may not have got stuck on looking at Tom Selleck's cute little face, but I agree with you.
Yeah, he would be interesting too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. RuPaul, don't care. Oh, shouldn't say that, should I?
I heard nothing. Neither did anybody else.
Are we getting played out?
We're getting played out, but listen, head over to the hot spots and pick these up, and maybe some wine, maybe some seafood.
And enjoy.
Absolutely.